Hi, welcome back to the Life Like Orange podcast. I'm Ichabod Broccoli, and I'm probably gonna start looking for a new name for this because that's just dumb. Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't pertain to anything relevant. There's one thing when it's a band and you're talking about tones or whatever, but Orange Podcast, that's just dumb. So I guess I ought to try to think of something different. Maybe one of my favorite lines from the last. I like to do my thinking on the fly. I like to wait until I'm actually doing the recording and then try to decide what I'm going to talk about and you know, new names for the show. And yeah, genius. I like to be spontaneous. I like to just say things as I think of them. I don't like to script things. I don't like to schedule things. I don't like to plan them ahead of time. I feel like a phony doing that. Speaking of that, I'm a big fan of stand-up comedy. I was watching the stand-up specials on cable TV back when Eddie Murphy did Delirious, and you know, Bill Cosby himself, and Ellen DeGeneres before she had her own show, and I really like stand-up comedy. And when I watch these shows, a lot of times I think, I want to do that. I want to do a stand-up routine. But not in the sense of routine, like it's a thing that you go through and you do it over and over, night after night. I wouldn't want to do that. I understand it's a legitimate thing, and you have a different audience usually each night, and it's, you know, it's like a tour, like a band would go on tour, and you play the same songs, you know, you play your album. You play the songs, you play them the next night. But when it comes to speaking, I like to be a little more extemporaneous than that. I feel like if I write something ahead of time, then when I try to deliver it, it comes out just sounding contrived. And I've never actually done it, you know. I've never tried to do stand-up comedy. I always thought it would be fun, but I'm nervous because I wouldn't go up there with jokes, with a script or something. My jokes are bad. They're just dad jokes, and I can't memorize a whole routine or anything. And a lot of the comedians I watch, you know, they work the crowd, and they talk to the crowd, and they play off of them, and I don't know if I would come up with things to say in response to their answers. A lot of times you can tell when the comedian asks an audience member a question, they have certain responses prepared. And you'll even hear them say, you know, what do you do? Oh, you're that? Oh, I don't have anything for that. They'll literally say, oh, I don't have anything for that, because that means that they do have something for a lot of the answers that people will have. More common names, they probably have something prepared, and they're going to say that every time that there's a Dennis or a John or something. And I know if I was in the crowd and they picked me out and they said, what's your name? And I said, Ichabod, that is going to be gold for them. Obviously, they're going to go to the Legend of Sleepy Hollow, because apparently there just aren't that many people named Ichabod. Or if I use one of my nicknames, what's your name? Ick. And did you say Dick? No, it's Ick. ICH. Short for Ichabod. Then comes the Headless Horseman talk. Or sometimes I go by Bod or Body, you know, hey, what's your name, Body? And they'll say, oh, what are you, the guy who was murdered in the Clue game? Or, you know, you get all kinds of things. And so they wouldn't be prepared necessarily for me, but they could easily go to things that people would be able to relate to. So I don't know what kind of crowd work I'd be able to do, but I do feel like the funniest things that I have said have been just off the cuff, unplanned, in response to a situation or something that somebody has said. And I've gotten some really good laughs out of people, but I couldn't count on that happening if I was on a stage with a microphone. I don't feel confident that I could just go up there and know that funny stuff is gonna come out. I don't plan for it. It just, when it happens, when everything lines up and I just get the chance to be really funny, then I enjoy it. It makes me happy to make people laugh. So I don't know if it's something I could do or not. Now, there are a few comedians lately. I listen to comedy radio stations on satellite radio, and some of my favorites right now are Mike Kaplan, Joe Zimmerman, Joe List, and then, you know, there are some that are sometimes funny, like, I don't know, Orny Adams, Paul F. Tompkins. A few years ago, I was getting a kick out of James P. Connolly, John Pinette. I was entertained by just before he died. I remember hearing a lot of him, but you know, some of that got really old. That nay nay stuff and the Chinese restaurants and just I tire really quickly of jokes about weight. Like, you got an overweight person and his whole routine is about how he's overweight, or the women who just talk about how they can't eat anything, or about how they only want to wear comfortable clothes, or just constantly joking about weight and eating. It's not, it doesn't entertain me. I know it's kind of sexist or misogynist to even talk about the gender of people, but some other comedians that I like are Angela Johnson, Maria Bamford, Paige Wilson. I think it's Wilson. Page. And then some comedians that I do not like, some of the older ones, Kathleen Madigan, Elaine Boozler, I was never a fan of Lucille Ball. Anyway, so stand-up comedy is something I would like to try at some point, but I'm very nervous about it because I don't know if I would be presented with an opportunity to be my funniest. I actually don't know how to be funny, like, to just make myself funny. That's not how it works. Just when I'm talking to somebody, the opportunity presents itself in something that they say or something that happens, and I can often make people laugh. I don't know if I could do it on cue. And I could see a lot of awkward moments of standing around saying, kind of like this right here. It's maybe if I had a guest, I had someone to play off of, like someone I could ask questions to. I think there's a good chance I could be funny. I'm hoping that when I get some guests here that I'll be able to make an entertaining show out of it. Well, that's almost all the time I have right now. I don't have a set limit to how long this should be, but I just, based on the first episode, I know I said it would be a short one, but maybe that'll just be the time that it goes. So, just want to say thanks for slowing for the cone zone, and ick out.